A Vermont author is following the success of her first book with a new collection of poetry. Elizabeth Powell was a new issue first book prize winner for her debut, The Republic of Self. And her new collection is called Willie Loman's Reckless Daughter, or Living Truthfully Under Imaginary Circumstances. It's a winner of the Robert Dana Prize in Poetry. She's also the editor of Green Mountains Review and serves as associate professor of writing and literature at Johnson State College, in addition to being a faculty member for the Vermont College of Fine Arts MFA in Writing program. Liz Powell joins us from our studios in Montpelier, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch.
I want to start with the title of this collection. I love it. Willie Loman's Reckless Daughter, a reference to the tragic character created by Arthur Miller in his famous play, Death of a Salesman. Does the subtitle to this collection, Living Truthfully Under Imaginary Circumstances, provide kind of a clue to the origins of the lead title? Because, of course, in the play, Willie Loman has two sons, but no daughter.
Well, that's an excellent question, Mitch. Yes, in fact, it does. Living Truthfully Under Imaginary Circumstances is what Sanford Meisner, the great method acting teacher, talked about what acting was. In fact, acting is living truthfully under imaginary circumstances. But it's also a nod to one of my favorite Joni Mitchell albums, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. Listeners will recall, if they've read Death of a Salesman, Willie Loman has an affair with a buyer, and he's caught basically by his son. And this book that I've written imagines that he has conceived a daughter with the buyer, Miss Francis, and they have an illegitimate daughter who gives voice to a feminist perspective of Death of a Salesman, the American dream, and the world of the American salesman, salespeople in this book.
And there seems to be a theme within the poems collected in this book about feminism, about giving voice to women. As great as a play as Death of a Salesman was, really didn't give a lot of that voice. It was very much about men.
Absolutely. Willie's wife, Linda Loman, is the ultimate 1950s wife, taking care of everyone and worrying about everyone, but perhaps not taking care of herself. She's not living very truthfully under her circumstances at all. In fact, she finds a pipe down in the cellar, which signals that Willie might be trying to commit suicide, and she just further buries the secret. I think Linda Loman's a good example of you're only as sick as your secrets. She tries to hold up the whole family, but ultimately fails because they've all eaten the American dream and it has made them sick.
I always hesitate to ask this question of writers because I think it's a little bit unfair, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How much of your personal life gets into your poetry, whether it was your own relationship with your father, with your family, the things that you bring with you, as anyone would, into their writing, into a professional life?
I think that's a really good question. I personally believe art is a way of living, and it must spring from not only necessity, but our own biography. And as a way of living, we need to allow for guidance or intuition, and we need to allow for the subjects that come to us, that we are born into. So yes, it's completely biographical in some ways. My father was a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn, whose parents had come from the old country, had come from Lithuania and Latvia, and Lithuania in particular, and Vilna, where the Yiddish theater and was part of their lives, and they were musicians and artists. And I'm too shy to be an actress. I tried. My daughter has continued on with that tradition in our family, but I prefer to watch theater. And I've always been influenced by theater, particularly Miller's work and David Mamet and Sam Shepard, too, I should say. And that's part of the reason I wanted to bring playwriting into this sort of hybrid piece of longer piece of poetry that this book encompasses.
For anyone who thinks that poetry is stuffy or stodgy, it should be noted that you are not afraid to drop the occasional or perhaps even frequent F-bomb in your poetry. Did you ever feel that poetry was too precious in some ways and needs a dose of real, even profane language to shake things up a bit?
Oh, absolutely. The absence of profanity will offend no one except me, my friends like to say. My father was a good Brooklyn boy. And at one point in his life, he drove a cab in Manhattan. So, you know, I think swearing and using profanity, it's just language. It can emphasize things. It can also tell us things about socioeconomic class and point of view. And I feel, you know, poetry as news that stays news, so said William Carlos Williams. And so, you know, when I was 14, 15, I worked in the family business on Madison Avenue, and my father didn't want anybody to think I got preferential treatment. So I was assigned to be the secretary for the pool of salesmen in the basement. I have to say that that was quite eye-opening on many levels, especially linguistically.
I'm sure you heard quite a few things. Yeah. I always ask this question of poets that I'm lucky enough to interview, and I'm going to ask you as well. And that is, where is poetry in the 21st century now? I mean, is it still relevant in the digital age of YouTube videos, tweets, and binge TV watching?
I think it's so, so relevant. In fact, I think we should have poet laureates of political campaigns. I had this notion that I really wanted to be the poet laureate of Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign and travel around with the campaign and write poems about it, sort of a documentary poetics. You know, I think that, thank goodness that there is public radio, because corporate journalism has really, I believe, let us down. And we are living in this so-called world of untruth now. You know, the Merriam-Webster's new dictionary, the new hot word is untruth. And the great poet Shelley said, poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. And I think that we voice what are the issues of our time. And I think we are right now combating this notion of untruth and combating notions of hate and combating attacks to our freedoms.
Well, Liz Powell, I'd love for you to give voice to one of your poems, if you would, for us.
Would love to.
It's Care Package with Riddle as Missive.
Care Package with Riddle as Missive. I found my father's favorite Swiss Army knife in a box he sent me with no note. Just James Bond videos, nothing else. What was the message? The message was there wasn't one. This world violent, full of sex, the movie zeitgeist, era after era, a new Bond, 007ing in. Divorced dad's Sundays at the Greenwich, watching the British Secret Service save the world. I thought he sent the knife inadvertently. But now I see it was code. He was boxed in without a knife to cut himself out.
I guess I will ask if this poem was inspired by your relationship with your own father.
It was. Toward the end of his life, after he was out of the family business, he became a wine salesman in New England for a French company. And right before he died of a heart attack unexpectedly in his car on a sales call, I had got this box with all these James Bond videos, and there was no note in it. And he had a favorite Swiss Army knife that he carried with him all the time. And it was weirdly in the box with the videos. And I think it was maybe a week later that I had found out he died. And it was somehow a premonition. And, you know, there's also a poem in this book called This Poem is Psychic. And I think poetry, intuit things about our lives as poets that we might not know yet. And I feel like this was one of those examples of the poem being rather psychic of events to come and what those meanings were. He was, he had a secret life, I had found out afterwards. He was boxed in by it. And he was married to somebody at that point who was not my mother. And so that knife was really the only thing that I was left, that and this story.
Elizabeth Powell's new collection of poems is called Willie Loman's Reckless Daughter, or Living Truthfully Under Imaginary Circumstances. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch. It was a pleasure.